the second wave is here, and it's here with a vengeance. I am very fearful about what we're going to see in the next few weeks.
Those words from County Executive Mark Poloncarz opened a briefing during which he announced 651 new COVID cases were recorded Wednesday alone for a daily infection rate of 7.8%. Additionally, 220 people were hospitalized throughout Western New York for COVID, 179 of them in Erie County. While Poloncarz delivered physical health information, Health Commissioner Dr. Gail Burstein spoke of mental health concerns, stating that a considerable source of stress has come from false information being spread on social media. She recommends limiting time on those platforms and seeking information from reliable sources, including federal, state, and local health agencies.
Also, when people are really stressed, you might want to try to practice relaxation techniques like deep breathing or meditation or yoga. And if you're not familiar with any of that, there are a lot of great free videos to learn how to do that yourself at home. Pick up some hobbies that we've had to put behind recently. So pick up some books that you haven't read for a while, or listening to music some album that you haven't listened to in a long time.
Burstein and Poloncarz again pleaded with the public to avoid large Thanksgiving gatherings. The county executive also spoke of another potential mass gathering concern, Black Friday shopping.
We will have our health department inspectors, and I know the state will as well, and we are not adverse to shutting down a retailer, refusing, not allowing them to open up their doors because there's hundreds of people waiting in line. I don't care. I would rather shut down their doors and cost some national retailer the thousands of dollars in profits they would have met that day than have hundreds and hundreds or thousands of people potentially get infected because they went crazy.
Going outdoors to use county parks is still okay, but Poloncarz says ranger walk programs have been canceled, and he reminds park goers they need to adhere to the current rule of gatherings no larger than 10, and of course, wear masks. Michael Marziak, WBFO News.